Time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So a guy named Mitchell got swallowed by sand at a beach on Lake Michigan last weekend. But it turned into an unlikely love story.
Oh.
See, he was walking along the beach with his best friend, a coworker named Brianne.
Hi, Brianne.
So when the beach swallowed him up, kind of like quicksand, he was kind of buried up to his waist, found out, I can't get out. So they both called 911 at the exact same time. She referred to him as her boyfriend.
Oh.
And he said his girlfriend is trying to call.
I thought we needed help instantly. He was very good at reassuring that he would get out of there and that he was okay.
The sand was just getting put back almost faster than I could get it out of the way.
To me, those moments were terrifying, honestly, just to see somebody you care about in a situation.
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
Two years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me and becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
Look at that. He tried to die on me and became a boyfriend in the middle of it. How great is that? It, like, took that emergency for them to kind of fess
like,
up
realize
their true
what
feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute. You can see their story.
At least, like, she didn't say, my boyfriend's stuck in the sand, and he didn't say, my coworker.
My coworker's calling, too.
I know, right.
Have you talked to her yet?
Right.
Yeah, no, they both. That is just a really cute way for their feelings to be revealed. And at the same time, the timing was right. See the story. Inside Edition covered it. It's on our website at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aguiar, Injury Lawyers.